Carissa Larry here at the 92nd FFA National Convention reporting for FFA Today. The 2019 National Agriculture Proficiency winners are in. I'm speaking here with Lauren Roberts, winner for AgriScience Research from Florida. What are your feelings right now?
I'm just ecstatic. It's just everything has kind of came together from all my past research, so I'm feeling very humble and happy.
Could you tell us a little bit about your SAE?
Absolutely. So my project started in seventh grade. I became really passionate about honeybees and trying to figure out ways to save their population. Being a beekeeper myself, I knew the troubles facing the industry. So when I was in 10th grade, I began doing agri-science fair research projects, and I was trying to find a repellent that would keep the bees away from visiting pesticides that were sprayed onto crops. So it was a roundabout solution. That way, beekeepers are happy and are our growers. So I started with that. I worked in the lab for my first project. I then took my repellents out into the field to test on watermelon plants. And my very last study was working with watermelon growers to see if they were using these pollinator-friendly practices. So I've kind of dabbled in a little bit of environmental, plant, animal, and then social science, which I've really enjoyed. And I'm definitely going to go to school and continue on doing these projects.
So Lauren, out of all of those experiences, could you tell me one thing that you will take with you in the future?
Out of all of the studying I've done and just the research projects, it's that you really just have to think outside of the box and get pretty creative, and to know that there's really no right way to do something. There's just simply ways, and just getting creative, taking some time to figure out, work through those problems, and if you put enough time and effort into it, there's always a way, you know, if there's a will. So that's definitely something that I've gained, and this SAE has really showed me my passion, like I said, for not only honeybees but also research. So I'll be at the University of Florida next fall, and I'm actually going to continue these projects within the honeybee research lab there. So I'm really happy to get going, and all the connections that I've made from FFA has really opened up my career goals and those connections, which I'm excited to continue creating and elaborating on.
So Lauren, someone that wants to be in your position and working themselves up to be in your position, what words of advice would you give them?
I would tell them to make yourself interesting. You know, whatever your passion is, go at it full-heartedly, and really, if you overcome or if you face obstacles, there's always a way to overcome them if you're willing to put enough time into it and just really get dirty. You know, it takes a lot of effort. So just thinking about that. And so that's probably the biggest piece of advice. And, you know, there's so many people in this world. And I think if you go after your passion, even if that seems pretty generic, but the light in you, whenever you're talking about it, can shine through your eyes, through your voice, whenever you're passionate. And that's what I think makes someone interesting. And that's how people remember you, is just being different, being interesting, and being your genuine self.
And so, Lauren, we are here with over 500,000 people associated with the FFA. How does it feel to be that one?
I just am really thankful right now and very humbled, and I just really appreciate every single person in my support group, every researcher that has taught me so much, and also my family and my advisors for just constantly pouring effort and their time into me. So I'm just thankful for everyone that I've met along the way and that has really formed those connections with me right now.
Lauren Roberts, winner for AgriScience Research Florida for the 2019 National Agriculture Proficiency winners. This is Carissa Larry at the 92nd National FFA Convention, sponsored by the National FFA Convention and National FFA Foundation. Thank you so much, Lauren.
Thank you.